Bees, what have you made of camp so far? Obviously, Anthony Weaver, the new defensive coordinator. We heard from a lot of most of the guys in the defensive back room, safeties, corners. They didn't really love playing for Vic Fangio, whether they said it explicitly or if they implied that kind of in some kind of reading between the lines type answers. What have you made of how the defense has looked so far in camp? It seems like they have certainly been the better unit so far.
Yeah. The last 2 days since the pads have come on, the light has really come on for them. And you saw the defensive backs getting their hands in, making plays. But we just saw a level of physicality today. They had their first live period of camp, tackle to the ground, short yardage, third and one. And the defense whooped some butt, man. They really did. And it was impressive to see. And I think that, to me, you mentioned Anthony Weaver, his change in tone will help them, his change in scheme will help them, his willingness to listen to his players and get their input, a la Jalen Ramsey being moved around, that's all good things. But really the most important thing for this entire team and the defense, you know, as well, is being able to take the fight to the best teams. And they have not been able to do that. And, you know, Jordan Poyer kind of spoke to that where, you know, if you're an opposing team and you get up on them, you feel like the Dolphins can fold. You know, we saw what happened in Kansas City. They didn't really have much pushback at all when the environment was bad. They've got to get over that. They have to be a team that is seen as bullies, and that's the word that Jordan Brooks used today. We're talking about we need to be bullies on defense. And I don't know if Vic was the perfect messenger, but Anthony Weaver, who's had years of experience both as a player and a coach, knowing what it takes playing and coaching in Baltimore, which the Baltimore Bullies, that nickname exists for a reason. They are a physical team, particularly on defense. I think that could only help. So it was a needed change. To me, in the moment, it seemed odd that, you know, they would move on from Vic, but the more you got to understand about how unpopular he was in that locker room and how stubborn he was in a lot of ways, it was a change that McDaniel ultimately had to make. And I think Anthony Weaver, who I've known for more than two decades, I've known him since he was a player in Baltimore, you can pick it up if you need to later, but it really is the kind of tone setter that they need, and I think you're going to see it show up on Sundays.
It's hard to really gather a lot from camp. Guys will stand out here and there, but a guy that really jumped out to me today, and we talked to him about him a little bit in person, Chop Robinson. What have you thought of his camp so far? Because today he seemed to have a phenomenal day.
Yeah, no, it's been all camp, Josh. And the matchup we've gotten to see, because they're on the same, we're not going to say which team they're with, but they're in the same units. They, you know, on the depth chart, they're playing against each other is Chop Robinson and Patrick Paul. And Patrick has owned that matchup. He has beaten Paul in the run game. He has beaten him in the pass rush game. I think it's a good thing that the Dolphins are going to, you know, work Paul along in slowly. My guess right now, quite frankly, Josh, is he's the number five tackle, even though he's a second round draft pick. He's the number five tackle on this team. But Chop Robinson, meanwhile, it looks like he could help that Dolphins defense in year one. And they're going to need it, man. You know, Jalen Phillips remains on PUP. Riley Chubb remains on PUP. If you were to ask me which one I think will come back first, it's Phillips. I think he has a real chance of being ready for week one. But Chubb, meanwhile, he could be a real, you know, PUP situation where we don't see him to October. They're going to need some of these young guys. They're going to need Emmanuel Ogba, who, by the way, has looked great early in camp. And he's back in a defensive system that plays to his strengths. But Chop is going to be a big part of their plans, particularly early in the season when they're getting their legs under them.
And Bees, you know a position I played. I've seen David Long hit some people. Anthony Walker, let me know about him. Jerome Baker's gone. Is this a strength or a weakness of this team? Because we need some off the ball backers. I think Calais can play. I know Sealer can play the run, but we're gonna need some guys to fill some gaps.
Yeah, and I think they have him. I think David Long played really well last year, particularly against the run. I think Jordan Brooks is going to be a sneaky, really good signing for them. Certainly, he wasn't cheap. They went out and they picked Brooks over Baker, and I think that should tell you something, that they see him as a much better fit in this defense. But I do. I think this is the best collection of linebackers that they've had in some time. And I think they're going to make some plays, not just in the run game, but also in the passing game. So they knew this was a deficiency in the offseason, and they went out and spent money to fix it.
You like the best collection since about 2005 to 11?
Oh, I would say well before then.
Hey, Bees, I'll go ahead since Appel and Crowder haven't done it. I'll go ahead. I'll ask you the cliche question that you probably don't want to answer, but I'll put you on the spot anyways, Bees. What are fair expectations for this team now? Tua gets paid. They've rebuilt the defense. They brought in as somebody, you just spoke highly of Anthony Weaver, bringing out intensity on the defensive side. I know injuries right now kind of keep the whole thing in question, but what are fair expectations for this team, considering we all imagine or envision a Super Bowl window of this year, next year, maybe a year after, but certainly entering this year?
A fair expectation is winning the AFC East, because I think even though the Jets should be better with Aaron Rodgers back, I think the Bills are going to be a little worse. Actually, Josh and I were talking about this today. It wouldn't surprise me if 10 wins the AFC East, and certainly the Dolphins can get to that. I think winning the AFC East, getting that home playoff game, winning that home playoff game, and then seeing, you know, can this team go on the road if need be to Kansas City, to Cincinnati, to Baltimore, to these cold weather venues and play these teams with a lot more championship pedigree than certainly the Dolphins have at this point. Go and compete with them. I'm not saying they have to win the Super Bowl this year. There's only one team that does that. I'm not even saying they have to get the AFC Championship this year. But they cannot, absolutely cannot, go and get their doors blown off in the postseason. They cannot. And if they miss the playoffs altogether, the season's a disaster, because, to your point, this is what they've been building for years. So, yeah, I think if things go right, if the defense gels early, we'll have to see. Last year with Vic's system, it took them a month, I think, to really get it. Hopefully it doesn't take that long this year, because the schedule is so backloaded that the Dolphins have to win their games early. They do. That last six-game stretch is brutal, so they have to get out to a really fast start. And maybe the offense has to carry the defense a little bit until that's all gets sorted out. But, no, I think anything less than a home playoff game, a playoff win, and competitiveness, if not a deep playoff run beyond the first round, anything less than that this season has to be seen as a failure.
Oh, you're muted, Crowder. You gotta click that unmute button. There you go.
That's the little button with the microphone. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
It's training camp, Bees. It's training camp for all of us.
It's like the quarterback center exchanges we saw today.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are humming at high efficiency today.
Second down. Hey, Bees. So you brushed over the Jets, man. And I don't know if it's a very popular opinion in South Florida. I do think the Bills are gonna take a knock with the receivers. We know that the weapons aren't there, and they lost some guys on defense. But the Jets, bro, like Rodgers, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, a top 10 defense. They're loaded on defense. I am very concerned with the Jets in the AFC East. Are you concerned? Because you kind of brushed through it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers can, you know, turn back the clock, and you know, maybe that ayahuasca really did have an impact on him and just turned him into a different person. But certainly normal genetics would suggest that a torn Achilles at age 40 isn't going to lead to a great next season. We'll soon find out. But they don't have to score a ton of points, man. I mean, it wasn't until the bottom fell out late in the season last year that they were out of the playoff hunt. And that was with, you know, one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen under center in Zach Wilson. So if that team scores 17, 20 points, they're going to be in games, man. And I think Aaron Rodgers can score more than that. To me, Channing, the bigger issue is this. You just expect disaster when it comes to the New York Jets, right? Because that's that franchise's snake bit. Maybe this is the year that this changes. But I just think that something – whatever can go wrong will go wrong with the Jets at some point. And so they can have all this talent. Robert Saleh's under the gun. Maybe he chokes in a big moment and things don't go well from them because of that. But they're all – the offensive line, yes, they've gotten better, but I still got some questions. Do you have confidence, I guess, is the question, that this is a team that can put it all together? I certainly think that this is a team that you don't overlook on a Sunday. But I'm just thinking holistically over an 18-game schedule, 17 or an 18-week schedule, 17 games, that they're going to j- jet it up. I mean, they are. That's what they do. They jet it up, and they, you know, either somebody gets hurt or there's a locker room, somebody gets punched in the jaw in the locker room, or just something stupid happens that, you know, dumb franchises stay dumb. And that's why I have zero confidence the New York Jets are going to win the AFC East in 2024.
Adam Beasley, senior NFL reporter for Pro Football Network. Last one real quick for you. We mentioned Chop Robinson, but give me one or two names that you've observed throughout camp so far that maybe have gone under the radar that might be contributors to this team.
No, I'm not going to go under the radar. I'm going to give this man his due because he got the big contract and he's showing up. Jalen Waddle has been phenomenal this training camp. We were just talking about it in the media room. He has been so, so good, and I think you might see the best of Waddle this year. The dude had 1,000 yards last year, and he was hurt every single week. Even if he didn't miss significant time in a game, he would get these bumps and bruises, and every part of his body was banged up last year. He's fully healthy now. He is fully confident in his third year in the system, and he's been so good. And I'm going to be honest, guys, he's cooked Jalen Ramsey more than once. And when you can do that against maybe the best cornerback of our era, look out. You could have a really big season.